including one's own body, one's own resources, without any sense of miserliness at all. And one has to keep proper ethics, even if it costs one's own life. And one has to keep patience in even in extreme circumstances of what do you call it? Threat to one's body and resources. So thus one has to be skilled in such effort with respect to giving ethics, patience, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's the training in meditative stabilization and wisdom, which is the training in the last two of the six perfections. And is the training in the development of calm abiding and special insight. When one sets these forths in terms of the stages of the path, one speaks of meditative stabilization in connection with the fifth ground and speaks of wisdom in connection with the sixth ground. So these five are the general structure of the path of the great vehicle, the Mahayana. So this general structure is set forth in Maitreya's ornament for clear realization. Chandrakirti, in his supplement in Nagarjuna's Treatise in a Way, uses as his general structure the 10 bodhisattva grounds, the 8 levels of hearers. So, Chandrakirti speaks of the 10 bodhisattva grounds and then the benefit of practicing and achieving those 10 bodhisattva grounds, which is the 11th ground of Buddhahood. So then the uncommon feature of Chandrakirti's system is that within the context of refuting all six of these objects of negation, he posits all these levels of the path, phenomena of cyclic existence and nirvana, within the context of mere nominality, mere imputed establishment, designated existence. Now, there are many uncommon features of the prasannika system, but I couldn't go into all of them. In these texts, there are many, you know, uncommon features set forth, but I couldn't finish
if I thought.
Now, some people say that in the Madhyamaka system, the factors of method, of the path, and so forth are totally absent. It's very important to recognize that that is not at all true, that the Madhyamaka system also sets forth this union of the two truths, of ultimate truths, conventional truths, of emptiness and of path. Even if Nagarjuna in that particular text, the treatise in the middle way, didn't speak about the factors of past, he did in other texts, like the precious gods and so forth.
Whereas
Chandrakirti, in his one text, the supplement to Nagarjuna's treatise in the middle way, he both set forth emptiness and set forth the factors of the past. Method.
And
with this structure of this fivefold structure, adding this into the structure of the ten bodhisattva
grants. So
the differentiation between Svatantraka and Prasangika comes in these six. With the Svatantraka dividing three and three, and the Prasangika is saying all six are to be refuted. So this difference comes because the Svatantrikas feel that if you analytically search to find an object, you should come up with the object, something that is the object designated. However, in the Prasangika system, when you search for an object designated, you don't have to come up with anything that is that object. Whereas the Svatantrikas, you see, feel if when you analytically search for the object, you can't come up with something that is the object, then you can't posit that object at all. So then Rinpoche laughed and said, well, you know, what do we think about it? Do you think you could posit an object if you couldn't come up with something that is the object?
Is that the basis of designation?
No, it's not the basis of designation, it's the object designated. Now, for instance, we say human, we say pot, we say table, we say this, we say that. That's the object designated. You search in the basis of its designation to find it. Svatantrika say you must come up with something that is it. The Svatantrika, the Prasangika say you cannot.
So does that mean that Prasangika, when you become the Buddha, you see that all these things don't exist at all?
Not at all. He's saying that's the grave error in interpreting Prasangika. That even though they say you can't come up with anything that is the object, all of these objects do exist, they do perform functions, they do So both systems equally assert that persons exist.
But not ultimately.
So both the systems assert that persons exist, but the Svatantrika say that when you search for the object designated, among the bases of designation of a person, you must come up with something. Whereas the Prasangika say you don't have to come up with something and you can't.
So Otre. Demba dubata, yanta batubata. And then the Zuka Kabari Mato. Tadin Sini Yogu, but the Kayo Mari. The Kadin and Chidin for Hagamari.
So what Bhagavad Vivekananda, as the Swatantrika, is saying is that Nagarjuna is not refuting that you can find something that is the object when you search analytically. What Nagarjuna is refuting is these top three, some ultimate establishment, so forth, true establishment.
અને માતા માજે બાતને પરા શાગુડે માતો તા હિચે નાતને મે સને સુંગુ યારે છે કે કે સું યા કાલા દે તા હિચે ને તા દે જીને મે બસ મારે રંગ કે તને જે ટુબાય યો મારે
સો પણ
રંગ ને ટુબાય યો મારે
ચંદ્રકિરિ પોઝિટ ઇઝ ધ ફિનોમેના એક્ઝિસ્ટ કન્વેન્શનલી વિથિન ધ કોન્ટેક્સ્ટ ઓફ નોન એનાલિસિસ ઓફ નોટ પરફોર્મિંગ ધ સોર્ટ ઓફ એનાલિસિસ ઓફ નોટ સર્ચિંગ ફોર ધ ઓબ્જેક્ટ ડેઝિગ્નેટેડ વિથિન ધેટ કોન્ટેક્સ્ટ ધે ડુ એક્ઝિસ્ટ
તા ગોંગો લુડુ બિતને કે સેબુ તને માં સો યોરે બા તને નીગા કે માં છો નીગા કે માં સેબુ તને કોયા તને કે યો મારે તા પાંબો તને છો નીગા કે તને છો ને દી સો સો યો તારે હ છો નીગા લો સેબુ તને સો યો
તાઓ ઓન ધીસ પોઈન્ટ ઇટ સીમ્સ ધેટ નાગાર્જુના ડિડન્ટ ક્લિયરલી મેક ધીસ ડિફરન્શિએશન
તને સેબુ તને માં સો યા તો કહે દે સે તને
And the reason why he wasn't that clear was in order to develop these two schools of different interpretation.
Right.
So, although with the Treatise of the Middle Way, the special trainees are only Madhyamakas, probably with regard to the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, there are special trainees who are also
Chittamakas.
But then we say that the final thought, the inner thought, the innermost thought, is that of Prasangika. So this is the way that Chandrakirti supplements Nagarjuna's treatise in a way by way of the profound emptiness, by way of distinguishing the final version of emptiness. So the final view is that which Chandrakirti sets forth. That is the thought of Nagarjuna.
That
is the thought of the supermundane victor Shakyamuni Buddha. It is the final thought of the common vehicle of the perfections. And it is the final view of mantra, tantra. From the point of view of the deeds and practices, there are differences, but in terms of the view of emptiness, this is the most profound. So we have arrived at the final innermost view.